Okay. Okay, we're on Nazir Daf Chaf Hey. It's today's Daf. And we are starting the last line on Chaf Dalem Abeis. The last line. So says the Gemara, quoting from the earlier, what we had quoted. Hayilo mo stumin lo yiplu l'nedava. So this is a quote, as the Bach points out, and the other Mepharshim, this is not a quote from our Mishnah. It's a quote from the earlier Mishnah in, see Oz Gimel in the Bach, Vayika Detani. I'm sorry, Gibel Loka Chashim, Mace, V'hayilo Mo Stumin. Our Mishnah does not talk about the case where the person dies, just about the case of Hafara, but the Mishnah in Me'ila talks about the case where the person dies. So again, what's the case? Person makes a neder to be a Nazir, and he separates money, he designates money for his Karbanas of Nazirus, and then he dies. So what's the halacha with that money that if he didn't separate money, then that's it. There's nothing to do. But if he separated money already, hayulo mo'us stumin, but if they're not designated specifically yet for specific karbanos, it's just the package, so then yiplu l'nedava. They fall to nedava, which we had yesterday, but let's just define that a little more specifically now. Nedava means that they're used for karbanos on the mizbeach, voluntary karbanos. Karbanos nedava, olus, there's certain times of year where the mizbeach is somewhat quiet. Now, the Yontif time is very busy. But let's say you get to the middle of Tammuz or Av or so, it's pretty quiet there, and it's not so covetic not to have any karbanos brought in the Mizbeach. So they have a special barrel in the Beis HaMikdash called Keitz HaMizbeach, or Kayetz HaMizbeach, where they take money and they use this for on behalf of Klal Yisrael to keep the Mizbeach active during the quiet time. That's what it always means, l'kayetz HaMizbeach. So here too, if you have this mostumin, the money that was supposed to be used for karbanos of a nazir, so you give them as the davis. The Brisker Rav just has the ha'ara here that, interesting, that they were designated originally for karbanos of a yachin, and they automatically, they're used for karbanos of a tzibur. Just has that ha'ara. So that's maybe it'll be part of what the answer the Gemara is going to discuss right now. But that's what that's the halacha. Again, a person dies. So what do you do with this money? It goes to nedava. Ask the Gemara. V'halo dmei chadas muravin bahen. What is nedava? As I just explained, what's nedava? They're used for olas, for voluntary karban olas when the mizbeach is quiet. But what do you mean? When a nazir designates his karbanis, he designates it, let's say, for a karban of a nazir tahar. So what karbanis does he bring at the end of his nazirus? A chatas, an ola, and a shlamim. So ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, if you're saying all this money is going to be go to the karban ola, but isn't there chatas money in here? There's chatas money in here. Chatas money, you can't make a chatas into an ola. So how could the Gemara just say, you give all the money? Give some of the money, maybe. Some of the money, but all the money should go to Nedava. So why is that? Why is that allowed? Ask the Karen Ora. What's the big deal? Bittul Barov. Ask the Karen Ora. You have three. You have money here. Different, a whole group, and only some of it should be used for a chatas. Somewhat, none of it's designated yet. It's all stumen. But ask the Karen Ora. Mashma de beatara parech. We distrach halachalazeh. V'maylo name of the dmei chatas yivat l'barov. Why don't you say bittul barov? Two answers. Number one, says the Karen Ora Yesh Lomar, to lo shayach ha'tach ha'bitul barov, mishim de debay shlamim nami muravim bahen. Right? The problem is that what's the bitul barov? You have money for three karbanis, but two of them are problematic, as we'll see. Tosis is going to ask another one. The only one that's okay is the ola, but you have money for shlamim and money for chata, so there's no bitul barov. This rov is, the ola and the chata's money and the shlamim money are both problematic. As we'll see, Tosis is going to say in a minute. So there's no bitul barov. The only good money is the miut, and that is the demei chatas. Number one. The other answer given, I saw by the other achronim, that is, though we have the concept of bitul, we have certain dinim derabanan that are not batel. Mi derabanan, there are certain types of items that are not batel. Davar sheba minyan is not batel, something that is chashiv enough to be counted out. Chaticha ru'il is kabed, a very chashiv piece of meat, a birya, an entire item, davar sheish lamatirin, might be not patal derabanan, many examples. So here too, maybe matbeya is a davar chashiv, and it's not patal barov. Maybe money is not subject to bitul barov. Right, okay, steaks is subject to bitul barov, other food items, maybe matbeya is not, that's what other achronim say. So two answers to the question of the Karen Ora. Okay, but back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, there's no specific designation. absolutely, but some of this, whether you hold of, whether you might have to get into Breira here, but some of this is, not no specific one is designated for a Chatas, but it's all designated for the Karbanos of a Nazir. If it's all designated for the Karbanos of a Nazir, that has in it a Chatas. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So what do you, how could the Tebei Chatas turn into, you give it as an Ola? So Tosfos asked on the bottom, Tosfos Dir Maskel Yiplu on the bottom of the previous but two questions. Number one, Tosfos says the Ara, the Gemara could have also asked about the Shlamim, as we said. The Nazir brings three Karbanos at the end of his Aziris, an Ola, a Shlamim, and a Chatas. And the Gemara says that they all turn into an Ola. So the Gemara is bothered by the Chatas. The Gemara could have also been bothered by the Shlamim. Could have been done that. But it just asks for a Chatas because a Chatas... Do what did the five lines for the bottom? Davi matzi lo osuve v'halo dilbe shlamim muravim she'enon kalil. It could have asked from the Shlamim. Be'ech yipul adava ola ola's case of his be'ech. How could the Shlamim turn into an Ola? Davi kula kalil. El adifa barach v'chatas. It asks for a Chatas she'enon klal bar hakrava la'achar misa. It's better to ask for a chatas because, as we're going to say again today, and we saw yesterday, a chatas after is usually not being used for its ultimate purpose, you have to just let it die. So it's useless. It's useless. Shlamim still could be turned into something. You could turn it to sometimes shalmei shlamim, or moser shlamim. You could turn it into another shlamim karba. So that's why it's better to ask from chatas more than shlamim. Okay. So the Gemara says, how could you give all these as olos for nedavis when the mizbeach is quiet during the summer? You have to make chatas here. How could you change it into an ola? So two answers given. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha ibn Nazir. It's a halacha. It's a halacha. We'll get back to that. Reish Lakish Amar, l'chol nedrehem or l'chol nedvosam. The pasuk says in Parshas Amar. In Amar, we do the pasuk. Daber Aaron and Banav the Kol Bnei Yisrael. Tell Aaron and his sons and all Bnei Yisrael. Via Marta Alehem, Ish mi Beis Yisrael. Each Jew umenager be Yisrael asher yakriv karbano. Any Jew who brings a karban l'chol nedreim or l'chol nedvosam. Any neder or nedava asher yakrivu l'Hashem la'ola. That any neder or nedava they give to Hashem for an ola. So what's that pasuk talking about? There's plenty of parshiyos of karbanos. Beginning of Vayikra, we have a parsha for every karban. So what is this pasuk including? L'chol neder l'chol nedvosam. So the Gemara darshins, Reish Lakish says, Reish Lakish amra l'chol neder l'chol nedvosam. HaTorah amra moser neder yehei l'nedava. This pasuk is talking about leftover extra neder l'chol nedrehem l'chol nedvosam. What does that mean? Extra neders could turn into nedavas. Any extra neders l'chol nedrehem l'chol nedvosam, they could turn into Nedava. How do you know this pasuk is talking about karbanos of a nazir? How do you know? So Tosfos says, "Dibur maskel Reish Lakish, v'chol karbanos nazir b'nedarim b'im." There's no specific raya, but nazirus is an example of a neder, so it's also included. Aydish neder b'nader, v'afilu chatos v'svar hu l'ba'akmi b'mosar, and it's a svar to understand this pasuk is talking about the extra money left over from karbanos, because we have okay, we're getting related to other karbanos. This is one of the other ones left, so that's why we talk about this pasuk is talking about nazirus. The Shiva Kabbalah just has a little more specific way of understanding, and that is l'chol nidrehem is plural. You get the impression like it's a package neder, all their neders, all their vows. So where do you have a package deal of a neder? So a nazir. Nazirus, you have one acceptance and you have to bring a package of karbanos. So maybe that's why Reish Lakish understands it as talking about the karbanos left over by a nazir, which he's not bringing in the case that we're talking about, and that is where the nazir died. The nazir died after he designated the money for his karbanos. So again, it's a machlokas between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is the makar? Again, what's the case? Let's focus. What is the makar that if a nazir has stumin money, he designated money, but not specific for eat any of the karbanos, but for all his karbanos, and then he dies, what do you do with the money? You use it for olos on the mizbeach, to be makriv, voluntary karbanos on the mizbeach, either it's a halacha, or it's a special drasha. What does halacha mean? So usually halacha means, halacha l'moshe misinai. That's what usually halacha means. Not always. We discussed a little bit, I think, a while ago, the Mishnah in Maseches Arla. The Mishnah in Maseches Arla says that Arlas Chutz La'aretz is a halacha. Arlas Chutz La'aretz is a halacha. So what does that mean? Arlas Chutz La'aretz is a halacha. So the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Ches has a machlokas. as a machlokas. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hilchasa Medina. It's a minug. It's a law of the land that people accepted. Arlas Chutz Laaretz. It's a didderabanan, based on what people do. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan though there says Halacha means Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Interesting. Rabbi Yochanan here too. But it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. That's what Halacha means in the Mishnah in Arla. But here too, we have halacha. So according to most, Tosfos says here, Tosfos Yirmi Maskal Halacha Ibn Nazir, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, who, what's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? The Stumin Yipul Nadava, that if you have unspecified carbonus of a Nazir, they could all be used for an Ola. Afal Pisha Dvei Chathas Mu'raven Bayad, even though Dvei Chathas are included. And Tosfos says it's even ironic, because let's say you'd have the following. Only if you have all three monies mixed in, is that the halacha Moshe B'Sinai that you bring from that, those monies, carbonus ola. If you have chatas, ola, and shlamim. Avalim demei ola v'shlamim levad mu'rabim yachad. What if there is no chatas money? The Nazir designated his chatas money in one pile, and the other pile had the shlamim and ola money. So what's the halacha there? The halacha is, you bring some of it for shlamim and some of it for ola. It's not all ola. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai is specific. You would split it. So Tosfos says specifically, it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai here. The Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos that there are five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. Five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two, to figure out what the difference between the first two are, the first one is Pirushim Mekubala Mipi Moshe. Accepted interpretations from Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yesh Lahen Remez Bakasuf. And they have somewhat of a hint. You have to go back two pages to understand what the difference between the first two categories are. The first one is what the Rabbi calls Pirushim Mekubala Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two is what he calls Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. What's the difference between the two? Pirushim Mekubala Mipi Moshe versus Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. What's the difference? So the Rambam explains. There is never a machlokas about them, which we'll get to same thing in the next category too. There's never been a machlokas about the following items. You knock out your friend's eye, you have to get your eye knocked out. Literally an eye for an eye. Nobody has ever said that. No, there's never a halachic source that says that lamaskana. Shademer ayin ba'ayin. And the other person says, no, it means money. Or, v'lobatzonu machlokes, b'masha amar pre-eitz hadar, ache yomar echad shehu esrog, ve'echar shehu chabushim. Nobody ever suggests that pre-eitz hadar is anything other than an esrog. But it doesn't say anywhere that's halach Moshe B'Sinai. It doesn't say that anywhere. V'lobatzonu gamke machlokes, that eitz avos are not hadasim. And other, there's nobody ever that says, but Katzos says Kappa, the Pasuk Kiseitse, where a woman gets involved in a machlokas, her husband is having that we literally should cut off her arm. Nobody ever says that. So these are all accepted interpretations, but it never says anywhere that these are called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Says the Rambam, these are Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of them, Ein Machlokas. Shekula Pirushim HaMekubalim, Valem Valdameim Amru, Kol HaTorah Nemru, Kol HaSeah, Paratosevet, Kekem Sinai. And the Rambam says, here's the difference between this and the next category. If you sit on it long enough, you could figure this out from the Torah. It's not totally arbitrary. If you sit there and analyze the psukim, these interpretations might come out of the psukim. That's what creates Hadra, beautiful pre. Okay, maybe it's an esrog. It's not unheard of to hear that it's an esrog. Or eye for an eye. Is it unheard of that it shouldn't be money in lieu of an eye? It's unheard of. It could be that you can come up with these. So that's all category one. Category two is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. What's that category? It's also Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam says, Kol Davar She'ein Lo Remez B'Mikra. But you know what category two is? There's no way you could have figured this out by studying the Torah. There's no way you could have come up with this. Ve'eno nikshabo v'efshar lohotzio b'derek midark yasvara alav levado nemar halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai shiurin. You have to eat a kazayis. That's you would have figured that out. You would have figured out that kazayis is the minimum requirement of eating or for averus. No. Chatzitza. You would have figured out Hilchas Chatzitza. No, from Ask the Rabos, I mean, Chatzitza, the hair, or others, right, the other examples he gives. All of those are Halacha Moshe. We see that. There's also no Machlokas by them, says the Rambam. But the difference between category 1 and 2 is whether you could have figured it out. And then he says, sometimes you have an asmachta for Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's a total asmachta, a hint after the fact. But not that the Torah taught us it at all. Brackets, that's against the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, which we mentioned, that says asmachta is very strong. And asmachta means Hashem left room for the Chacham to figure it out based on the Torah. But this is the Rambam about asmachta. And then the Rambam lists all of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. He lists them. List them here. There aren't so many of them, according to the Rambam. He lists them. Those are the first two categories of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, of Torah Sheba'al Peh. The other three categories that Rambam mentions, which was not our focus now, is number three is... How many does he list? I think about 20. How many does he list? Does it say here on the bottom? Does it summarize how many? It says... I'm not sure if I don't know of a number. But it's two sides of a page here. That's all it is. Two sides of a page. So we'll get to that in a minute. Category three, just to finish up, is... All the halachas that we learn out using the midos, the yudgiyah kavachomer, gzeira shava, anything we learn out of a drasha, klalo prat, right, the treik suvim habon ke'echad, that's category three. All three, by the way, are daraisa. That's Torah Sheba'al Peh, all three are daraisa. Pirushim ha-mekubalim, and halacha moshe b'sinai, number three is the largest category, obviously, everything we learn out from the yudgiyah midos. Category four and five, takanos and gzeiros. Those are obviously both the Rabbanan, but they're also part of Torah Sheba'al Peh, according to the Rambam. So these are the five categories according to the Rambam. All the Achronim get in on the action with a simple kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So what about Argamar? What about Argamar? There's plenty of machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's plenty. What does the Rambam mean? Question one. Question two is the Rambam left out 50 Halacha Moshe B'Sinais. He only lists 20 of them. What about the other 50 in the Gemara? So one question answers the other. The Chavos Yar says, and other Achronim say, it must be the Rambam understands many things that we think are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, they're not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha. Is Halacha dafka Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Sometimes the Gemara says Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But other times the Gemara doesn't. Sometimes it just says Halacha. Or sometimes the Nitziv says, in the first page of Kidvat HaEmek, his Hakdama to the Shiltos, he says, Hilchos HaGemirila, Gemirila. So the Rambam, so Rashi and Tosfos all over say Gemira Hilchos Gemirla Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam does not. Hilchos Gemirla might be category different. Mesorah that we have, but Lav Dafka that is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So again, that you have to work out each one. The Chavos Yar and the Tshuva, I think it's Kuf Chav Hey, lists off over 80 Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's, which he explains how the Rambam must not hold that many of these are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's, but that is the Shita of the Rambam. So again, here Halacha, the Rambam does not mention, which one he holds here, but Lav Dafka, the Rambam has to understand this as a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Okay, let's continue now. So again, what are we talking about? A Nazir separated money for his karbanis, and he dies. So what do you do with his money? So the Halacha is that we give all his money to the Bizbeach, and during the summer months, when the Bizbeach is quiet, we take that money and buy animals, and we give it as Karbanis Ola. Even though originally, the money was designated for three types of Karbanis, that's what we're allowed to do. Karbanis Ola, either based on a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, let's go with Rashi and Tosfos, or based on a Drasha that Rabbi Yochanan has. So says the Gemara, Bishlamal Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Halacha Hibanazir. I understand Rabbi Yochanan who says it's a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Am Tu Lahachi Stuminim for Hashem Lo. Then I understand that there's a difference between whether the money had been designated for each specific carbon yet or not. Meaning, what does the Mishnah there say in Maseches Me'ilah? That if the Nazir designated all his money for all his karbanis, meaning as a package, that's where the halacha applies. But let's say the Nazir had said, this is for the Chatas, and this is for the Ola, and this is for the Shlamim. He had designated the specific money that the Gemara says, we had it yesterday, the Mishnah says there, we had a similar case yesterday, the Chatas money you have to throw into the river. And the Ola money you give Ola, and Shlamim money you give Shlamim. And you have to eat it. You have to eat the carbon with the stringencies of the carbon shalmi nazir. So why should there be a distinction between if you specified or not which carbonos? So if you say halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there's no problem because halacha Moshe B'Sinai could be limited to whatever halacha. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told us. That's it. He didn't tell us that by stupid and not by before Russian. El Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, that it's based on a pasuk that we include in the word Nidzrehem, we include the money left over by a Nazir. So my, are you stupid? I feel for Russian. So what's the difference? Why would we only darshin that what's included in the pasuk is where you didn't, he did not designate for specific karbanas? Why would we do that? Just include everything, include even Mefarashin. Why would we limit it? Once we're darshin, if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, then Moshe told us something specific. But if we are darshining the extra money of a nazir, so why don't we include everything? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Mefarashin Lamatzis Amar. No, you can't exclude, you cannot include explicit. Why? Kfar Paskatan de Rabbi Yishmael. We already have a drasha that says that if a carbon is specific, so then, meaning it's already designated for a specific carbon, it can change into an ola. Where do you see that? The following. The pasuk says, your karbanos that will be for you and your nedarim, what is that including? Bivlade kachim u'tumurasim ha'kaz v'daber. We're talking about cases there where, again, it's not a regular karban, but it's a case where your animal gave birth to a baby. Your vlad kachim or tumura. Tumura, we know, is you try to give one animal, you designate one animal, then you try to switch it. You try to substitute it for another animal. The halach is the second, both animals are kadosh, including the extra one. So that pasuk, according to Return of the Rabbi Yishmael, is referring to these cases, Vlad Kachim and Tumura's Kachim. My takarasa, so what are you supposed to do with them? You designated a shlamim, so you're going to be makar of your shlamim, so what do you do with the baby shlamim that was born in the interim? What's the halach? The pasuk continues. Tisa uvasa el hamaka mashiach Hashem. Come to the Beis HaMikdash. Come to the place where Hashem chose. Continuing, what are you supposed to do there? Yachol yalam the Beis HaBechira. Yimna mehem mayim amazah b'shol shiyamusu. You might think you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash and that you let them die. You put it to graze in a field, you let them die. Is that what you're supposed to do? No. Keep reading. Tamalomar. V'yasisa olosecha habasar v'adam. Put him into olas. Loma lecha. Kedarach atanoig ba'ola noig b'tumurasa. Just like you treat a carbon ola, you treat its tumura as an ola. Kedarach atanoig b'shlamim noig b'vladehen. Just like you treat a shlamim, you treat the baby, the vlad, of the shlamim. So you see from that whole drasha that if it's mefurish, if an animal is already designated as an animal, it has to be brought as that animal. As that animal. If it's a shlamim, and now you have the vlad shlamim, but it already came from a designation. So that's why you have to bring it as a shlamim. But it's not. That's why we wouldn't include in the drasha mefurashin. Ask the Gemara, Yochala Vlad Chata Suturas Asham came. You might think that not only by baby shlamims and substitute olas do we bring those karbanos if they're extra. I might think the same applies by a Vlad Chatas or a Tmuras Asham. Tamalomar Rak. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, there's an exclusion, there's a Rak. Only Rak is always to exclude. But if you have a Chatas or an Asham that has an outgrowth, for example, your Chatas has a baby, so that Chatas is not offered as a Chatas. You are trying to be Mamer an Asham, you try to do Tumura to an Asham, that's not brought as an Asham. And the halacha is that they are left to die, as we'll see. At least the Chatas is left to die, the Asham is put out to graze, as we'll see in a minute. Tosas points out, it could have also said Tumuras Chatas. Tumuras Chatas. Why did the Dafka pick Vlad Chatas Tumuras Asham? A Chatas is always female. That's why he picks Vlad, by Chatas. An Asham is male. Can't have a Vlad Asham, because an Asham is a male. Chatas is female, so he picks Vlad. And the Rosh explains, once you're saying one for one, you say one for the other. You don't want to say, you don't want to not be parallel. So you say Vlad by Chatas, so you say Tumura by Asham. The Karen Ora also points out there's a Chiddush by each one. The Vlad is a Chiddush, because you might say only the mother animal has Kedusha. This Vlad, you know, it's a totally new thing. It's Gidule Hektish. It's not so clear that Gidulei Hektish would have Kedusha. So the Karen Ora says, that's why you have to say Vlad, because it's a Chiddush to say Vlad. But on the other hand, Tumura is a Chiddush, because Tumura didn't even have anything to do with this animal. It's a totally separate animal that you're trying to substitute. So that's why there's a Chiddush to say that the Tumura has Kedusha. So both Vlad and Tumura have their own chiddush. So, what did this Brisa say so far? That if you have a leftover of any animal, you bring it as that animal. Except for chatas and asham. If it's a leftover, if it's an outgrowth, if it's a baby, if it's a tumura, as a substitute, you do not bring it in as its halachas of that carbon. Based on Rabbi Shmuel, he has an exclusion rock. Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't need that pasuk of rock. You have a different limud. Harehu Omer Asham Hu. It says, it is an Asham. Bahava Yaso Yehei. It is an Asham. It remains an Asham. It is an Asham. But something that comes out of it might not have the specific halachos of an Asham. Period. As if there's a two dots here. Yeah.
So that limud is always by the animal itself. And our halacha,
the halacha, correct. We are comparing, good point, we are comparing money and animals. That the Gemara asked originally, if you have money that is designated, why shouldn't you say you can give that as an ola? The Gemara answers from animals. So the Gemara is comparing money designated for a specific carbon and animals designated for a specific carbon. We're assuming that there's no difference. Okay, so it's as if it says Amar Mar here. Ktani yochol yalan lebeis amechir v'yimne me'imazon. So we just quoted that before. What was that line? You might think that any animals that you have left over, you have an extra shlamim, you have extra ola, extra money for them, you might think you bring it up to the base of Mikdash and you let them die. No, you don't let them die. What's the havamina? Why would you think that if you have a vlad of an a vlad of a shlamim, that you'd let it die. Why would you think that? Chatasu de gemirin b'misa. We have a halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Here's another one. Gemirin. Right? What is gemir? So most interpret this as halacha l'moshe b'sinai. We have halacha l'moshe b'sinai. We mentioned it yesterday. That if you have a carbon chatas, that there's an outgrowth of the carbon chatas. What's called the five, the he chatos mesos. The five chatos mesos. The Shidduk Kubetza says here, I'll give you a mnemonic to remember. Anybody know the mnemonic? Vitimna haisa pilagesh. Vitimna are the five, the Shidduk Kubetza says it here. To remember, Vitimna, Vlad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, Mesu, right, the Vlad is the baby of a Chatas, the Tmura, the substitute of a Chatas, Mesa Baaleha, the owner died, Nun Niskapra Ba'acher, right, you had a Chatas, then you lost it, you gave another one, and then you found the first one, and Ayin is Avar Shnosa. Right, the year, its year has passed. So Vitimna, that's the mnemonic to remember, the five, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is that if you have any of these five, they have to be left to die. Vitimna, I said be like it. So it says the Gemara, we have halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that these five are going to be left to die. What's the havamina? We need a posit to tell me that the other karbanas don't have this halacha? Of course they don't have this halacha. Since when do you let an animal die? Specific din by chatos. Why? Because in all those cases, as we've explained, there's been a separation between the carbon and the owner. And a chatos has to have a very tight connection to its owner in order to achieve kapar for the owner. But if the owner died, or if this is a baby of the chatos, it's not connected to the chait, or it's a tmura of the chatos, so in all those cases, it's disconnected from the owner, so that's why it has to die. It loses its all mahus if it's not going to be mechaper for the owner. So what's the havamina that we would apply this halacha by other karbanas? So answers the Gemara, yeah, ilav kra, without the pasuk to include them, to be brought on as their themselves, havamina vlad chatos b'chol makom. I would have thought, what is the halacha Moshe B'Sidai say? The other, the chatos, you can leave to die anywhere. Vlad ikacha b'beis abchira. The vladus of other animals, though, you have to bring it up to the base of Migdosh to die. Kamash Malan Dala. Kamash Malan, you do not have to. Okay, period. That's what you would have thought is the Havamina. There's something to say on Beis HaBechira, but first let's finish, and then hopefully there'll be time. Ketani, another quote from earlier, Brysa, on Amad Aleph. Yachol af vlad chatas uturas Hashem kein. The opposite Havamina. You might think that just like other animals are brought, and if you have leftovers from those animals, what's the halacha? You bring it. You have a leftover. You have a vlad of an ola. You bring it as an ola. You have the tour of a shlamim. You bring it as a shlamim. So I might think the same would apply to chatas and asham. Tamalama rock. No, pasuk says rock to exclude them. So again, ask the gemara. Lomali kra hilchus agemirla vlad chatas lebisaza. It's halacha Moshe B'Sinai by chatas. So what do you need a pasuk for? You need a pasuk to tell me you don't bring it as a carbon. It's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Answers the Gemara, Hachanami, you're right. The Kra La Asham Hu Da'asa. The Pasik, you're right. The halacha tells me about Chatas. But there's a parallel halacha by Asham. The halacha by carbon Asham. Both Chatas and Asham are the two carbonos that are connected to Averis. So there's a parallel between them. But the halacha is, anytime you have five Chatos Mesos, so there's five Chatos Mesos, Asham in that parallel category, They will all will be left to graze until they get a mum, and then you sell them, and you'll use that money to bring a carbon ola. That's the halacha by Asham in the five parallel cases to the Chatos HaMesos. Again, those five, Vitimna, the five Vitimna cases, the Echatas has to die. In those five cases, if it happened by a carbon Asham, you have a Vlat, you can't have a Vlat Asham, because an Asham is male. But if you have a Tmuras Asham, or you have an Asham that you got, that law, that you got, it was lost, and you bring another one, you find the first one, or it's too old, in all those cases, you let the Asham graze, you wait till it gets a mum, you sell it, and you bring with that money a carbon ola. We'll talk more about that soon. So that's the halacha, so that's what the pasuk is teaching me, that an Asham is not brought as itself, but this halacha of grazing applies. See, that's the Gemara, Asher Nami Hilchos HaGemira La. That's also part of halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What do you need a pasuk for? Kol she'ilu b'chatas mesa ba'asham roeh. That's the halacha. Anytime, any halacha, in those five categories, that the chatas has to die, the asham has to be sent out to graze, to get a mum kavua, and then you're going to sell it. So again, what's the pasuk for? We know chatas and asham from the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So what do you need the pasuk to tell me for? That you can't bring a chatas and an asham as a chatas and asham if it's extra. So Ella as follows. If I only had the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, hava amina hilchasa, I would have thought, you're right, it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the akrave lo v'chayev alev lo klum. You don't violate anything. You don't get any punishment. But why? Because what are you going to get? It's all halacha Moshe B'Sinai. If you would bring a tmuras asham as an asham, what do you violate? Just halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you get punished? No. You don't get punished for that. Right? You only get punished if it says something in the Torah. Yishomer pen lower al. It's got to say one of those four lashonos. It doesn't say that, so if it would have been purely based on halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you would think if you went and violated and you brought your Vlad Chatas or tmuras asham on the Mizbeach that you violate, so you wouldn't violate without only with halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Kamash v'lan kura, that's why you have a pasig. Ti makriv leikam alei ba'asei. If you're makriv, you do violate an asei. We've spoken a number of times in the past. It sounds, this is one of the Gemara's, sounds like a raya that there's no onesh for halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, so the Gemara says, if you would have only had the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you wouldn't have a lo klum. It would be nothing. Kamash v'lan, you do. So we mentioned in the past the chiddush of Reb Chaim to explain many sources where sometimes you do see there's a punishment for violating a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam says, in Arel that does the avoda, in Arel Kohen that does the avoda, receives malchus. He's Malchus. And Arul that does the Avodah gets Malchus. That's based on halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So why do you get Malchus for? An uncircumcised Kohen. So Reb Chaim explains why. Because if you look in that Rambam, the Rambam says, an Arul Kohen is a Zar, and therefore gets Malchus. Meaning, Reb Chaim explained, two types of halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMichadeshes, that tells you something totally new, like here. Something totally new, Chatas has to die. I never would have known that. So that's like totally new, so you don't get Malchus for that. But then there's what he called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes. That expands a previously existing category. So it's as if it says it in the Torah. It's just that you would have thought A, but instead, we interpret A differently. So that's what the Rambam says. You would have thought Zar means a non-Kohen. Says the Rambam, you know what Zar means? Any person that is not a circumcised Kohen. If you're a circumcised Kohen, then you're not a Zar. But if you're but anybody else is a czar. So if you're an uncircumcised Kohen or you're a Yisrael, either one is considered to be a czar. So here, from this Gemara, there are many other examples, as we mentioned in the past, Nisach HaMayim and other examples. That's the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, if you want to look it up. So, but here the Gemara says, with only the Lachmosh B'Sinai, I would have said, no punishment, Kamash Molan, that's why it has the Pasuk, period. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino tzarech, hare you omer asham hu b'hava yaso yehei. Rabbi Akiva, at the end of that brisa we had on Aleph, says, no, you don't need the rock. You have a different pasuk to exclude the asham and the chatas. That asham and chatas, specifically, if you have a outgrowth of either of those karbanas, you have a baby, you have a tmura, any of those, you have an extra one, because you use the first one, they cannot be sacrificed on the Mizbeach as they are, but they have to be left either to die or to graze. So again, the Rabbi Akiva, Lamali Krukim Agamirla. So just like we asked the Rabbi Shmuel, we're going to ask the same kashan Rabbi Akiva. What do you need his pasuk for? Isn't it a halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Kol shebechatas beisa ba'asham roeh. Anytime in any of those five cases that the chatas is left to die, the asham has to go graze. So the Gemara again answers Hachanami. You're right. We know it from the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But there's one specific part connected to that halacha that we need the pasuk for, as follows. V'chiyas akra l'darav. We needed to tell me the din of Rav. D'amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. What's the halacha? I mentioned it before in passing. But that halacha by an asham. Let's say I have a karban asham, right? I did one of the five averis for a karban asham. I violated mi'ilah, so I have to bring a karban asham. Or I have your watch, and you come to me and say, "Where's my watch?" And I said, "I swear I don't have your watch. I swear." And then I admit that I have your watch. So that's called asham gezelos. Right, I have to bring a carbon asham. There are five averis you have to bring a carbon asham for. So all that I designate it, and then I lose my asham, and then I bring another one, and then I find my asham. So what do I do with the first one? So what's the halacha? You have to let it graze, and then you get some mum, and then you sell it, and then you bring with that money an ola. So that's the din of Rav. Asham shenitak l'ri'iya, an asham that you sent out to graze, v'shachtu l'shem ola kasher. What happens if you jump the gun? Instead of waiting for it to get a mum, you went, after it went out to graze, and you shechted that animal for an ola. What's the halacha? The Rav says kosher. If you shechted it for an asham, it's pasul, because it's not really an asham anymore. And Rav's diyuk is the following. Time of the nikah, only if you shechted it for an ola after you sent it out to graze. Halo nitak lo. But if you hadn't sent it out to graze yet, then it would be pasul. Da'amar kra, hu pavayaso yehei. It is an asham. It remains an asham, says Rav, until you send it out to grace. That is the shita of Rav. So this is, if you think about it, we'll talk about this for 2-3 minutes. Rav has an amazing, this halacha is an amazing halacha. Usually, karbanis can't switch what they are. Can't switch what they are. And once an ola, always an ola. Once a shlamim, always a shlamim. When do you ever have a karban switching? We have one idea of a karban switching this Friday. This Shabbos, actually. Let's say you have a leftover carbon Pesach. Leftover carbon Pesach. So what's the halacha? So it's brought as a shlamim. Let's say, right, you thought your family, you thought all your cousins were coming, and all your this, everybody was coming, and then you had a leftover sheep. What do you do with that sheep? If it's shechted, so then it's become an osar. But let's say it wasn't shechted. You have a little shepsula that you didn't use. What's the halacha? It's a shlamim. So that's one idea. There's a connection between a Pesach and a shlamim. That might be because a carbon Pesach is a form of a carbon shlamim. But, here's another example. You have a carbon asham. Buy a carbon chatos. What does a carbon chatos turn into? Nothing. You have to let it die. Right? If you have a baby of a chatos or a tumor of a chatos. All of a sudden, we have a halacha Moshe B'Sinai by a carbon asham, that if you have a leftover carbon asham somehow, what's the halacha? You have to let it graze, it gets a mum, and then you bring it as an ola. Rav says, let's say you jump the gun. You let it graze and you shaft it as an ola. You know what? It's kosher. It's kosher. Meaning it's a little bit Ola-like already. It used to be an Asham, and now it's an Ola. So that's amazing. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. What does it mean, Nitak L'Ri'iyah? That it's sent out to graze. There is a Rashi in Maseches Zvachim that Bezdin has to declare it. Go out to the field. Go out to graze. Rashi in Zvachim Daf Hei says it's an Amiras Bezdin. And how this is interpreted? Because it's a Hafkaz Shem Karbon. You need Bezdin involved because you're switching the name of the Karbon. Of course, shame carbon. Most Rishonim don't say that. The Mefarish here says, look in the Mefarish, third to last skinny line, Uba Gizbar, Va'amar Yinatik Zeluriya. The Gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash has to say it. You don't need Bezdin, but still somebody strong. The Gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash. Most Rishonim say you don't need anything. Just the owner sends it out. Tosfos here says, Tosfos Yibar Maslo V'chi, third line, Vahainu Nitak Lariya Shenimsar Laroes. Just given to a shepherd. It's given to a shepherd. But either way, you understand where the Rishonim are coming from. You might need some strong type of nituk in order to be able to change the status of the karban. Oh, there is, though, a major machlokas Rishonim here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It appears here, and in Zvachim, and in Menaches, and even Ala Torah, Rashi says this. Rashi says, what's the machlokas? Machlokas is this idea that you need nituk. And usually, you have to let it graze, and then sell it, and then bring it as a karban ola. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbana? Rov Rishonim, Rashi says that's a din d'oraisa. Mi d'oraisa, this asham cannot be offered as an ola. Can't be offered as an ola. You have to let it graze and get a mum and then change it to an ola. That's Shita's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says that's all a din d'rabbana. Rabbeinu Tam holds that, you know what the halacha is d'oraisa? The asham is sent out to graze and it itself is hokrav as an ola. It's not a b'tiyeved. It's al-chadchila. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted here in Tosus. Fifth to last skinny line. Upirish fifth less medium line. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam de Hilchas and Nishtes. What's the real halacha? Kol shevachatas mesa ba'asham ola. Anytime where the chatas has to die, the asham becomes a carbon ola. Below shum nitzuk. You don't do anything. That's a din de rabbanon. But the kamar hashas ba'asham roa mishim de gazur rabbanon de bayi re'iya. Mishim gzeira, it's because of gzeira. Fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. An asham that's left over. Is there a natural transfer to a carbonola? Or no, it's not natural. Until you do something, until you're mafkia the kedusha, so then it does not change. So again, this is what might be behind this machlokas is an issue I think we touched on once before. And that is carbon asham. Chatas and ola are pretty clear what they are. We discussed a little ola yesterday, maybe it's not so clear, but in general, chatas comes for an aveira. Very for an aveira, it has the most sprinklings out of any carbon. Sprinkling symbolized kapara. Chatas, you have to sprinkle four times on top of the mizbeach. It's the only carbon that gets that. Dalet zrikas, you don't do two that are four on the corners. No, each one four times. You have to do it with your finger. You can't just throw the cup of blood. The avoda of a chatas is very extreme. It's very strong. Ola is on the other hand. In ola, we said many sources say it's a present. Ola is a doron, as we mentioned yesterday. And how many sprinklings does it get? It gets Shtayim Shein Arba. You do it on this corner and the other diagonal corner. That's enough. You sprinkle it below the Chuta Sikra, not on top of the Chuta Sikra. Ola is the other extreme. You have Chatas on one pole and an Ola on the other pole. What about carbon Asham? On the one hand, Asham is Baal Chet, the Gemara says. It's what comes for it is also for a certain Averis. But the Avodah of an Asham is like an Ola. Asham only has Shtayim Shein Arba. That's two sprinklings. It has sprinklings under the Chuta Sikra. So Asham seems to be somewhere in the middle. It has some halachas of a chatas and some halachas of an ola. Maybe the issue is here between Asham and Rabbeinu Tam is how much connection, identification is there between Asham and ola. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Midal Raisa, the Asham switches to an ola. It's amazing. When does that happen? How can that happen naturally? If you want to say this nituk and it's afkaz bezdin, okay. But Rashi says that's a daraisa. Rabbeinu Tam says that's a derabanan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a natural progression from an asham to an ola, just like Pesach to Shlamim. That we understand, asham to ola. Rashi says no way. Rovi Shimon say no. This is an asham. You want to make it if your makar of this as an asham before you send it out to graze, it's pasul because it's still an asham. You need a hafka either by bezdin or by just sending it out. There's a real din of re'ia of sending it out to graze. So that is. Major machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. How do you look at this dim as asham shenitak l'ri'iyah? Again, chatas dies. We know that's clear. But the asham is unclear, so it came up here and we discussed it. Okay, we don't know. We have about 30 seconds just to mention. I'm going to tell you the answer without saying any of the questions. Rav Soloveitchik has an article in the Kovetz Chidushei Torah. Some of you might have seen it before. And that is, what's the difference? We find sometimes the name of the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. And other times we find, as written in our Gemara on top line, Beis HaBechira. What's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira? He uses this, the fact that these two ideas, he says, if you look in the Rambam says that who was Bekadish the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was Bekadish the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Zvachim Chavdalid says that, let's say, you take one of the tiles off the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen stands on the ground of Har HaBayis. Is that okay? Because the Gemara says, when David HaMelech was Mekadesh the floor of Har HaBayis, did he do the ground or the floor? The tiles. So that's, so it says David HaMelech Kaddish there, just Derech Agav. So did David do it or did Shlomo do it? So this, along with many other questions, the Rav develops the idea that there are two ideas of Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, a holy place, and that's anywhere in the world. The Mishkan was Beis HaMikdash. The Shiloh was Beis HaMikdash. But Beis HaBechir is only Yerushalayim. David HaMelech was Mekadesh Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira is not a physical building. It's the ground. Beis HaMikdash, that's Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech didn't do Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't built yet. He bought the land. He was Mekadesh the Ritzvah. Shlomo HaMelech did Beis HaMikdash. That's what you find. That's why in Truma, that's Beis HaMikdash. Re'ei HaMakam HaShe Yivchar, that's Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira. HaMakam HaShe Yivchar HaShem, that's Beis HaBechira. Again, there are other examples, but it's interesting. Our Gemara here uses the lashon of Beis HaBechira. Okay. And if we say, oh, Kachem gives me a headache, we got a chaz in the daf again and again. Doesn't mean to turn away, it just means to focus on it again.